I'm not positive. I've heard rumors of where it is in some shed or some garage someplace. Pieces of the floor, pieces of the bleachers have been claimed by various people. But that old scoreboard, I've been told, is in a secure location, but totally no one has really. It's not something you stick in your living room or even in your den or your garage. Too big for that.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to come talk to you because we got to look at the year 1984. That's when I was a senior. That was back when you had to win four games to win your regional championship and to get to Spooner. And my alma mater team, we won two games. And then our point guard decided he was going to do something that was not within the school regulations. And he got kicked off the team. And then we got whooped by Glenwood City, who went on to the sectionals. So I lived through that Glenwood City team that was there in 1984 in sectionals. That's my memory, one of my memories. And I'm sure there's many athletes listening right now who have tons of memories linking back to that Spooner sectional, Carlo, and I'm sure you hear a lot of those.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I've got the list here in front of me, and Glenwood City came to Spooner 1983, 84, 85, and then Boyceville had a three-year run from 86, 87, and 88.
After I graduated, I taught them all how to play basketball, and then I left.
That's thinking when you were telling me all that. Yeah, that's true, but yeah, between in Glenwood City represented your regional for six consecutive years right through the late 80s.
Yeah, lots of memories. So, Carlo, folks can come down and meet you Saturday at the Fifield at the Historical Museum there in Fifield from 10:30 to noon. You'll have the book. You'll be signing the book, and I'm sure you'll be willing to talk a little memories with the folks who want to come down there, right?
Looking forward to it.
Carlo, we thank you for your time. Thank you for taking the time to preserve this this information. This is near and dear to my heart. So thank you, Carlo. Appreciate it very much.
Okay, Joel. Thanks very much.
You bet. Carlo Kumpula, he was a teacher over in Spooner for many years. And the history of that event was very important to him. And he has documented not only of this book called Destination Spooner, Sectional Basketball 72 to 90, but his previous book, which is called When All Roads Led to Spooner. So he'll be in Fifield Saturday, 10:30 to noon, if you want to stop on down and see him. All right. Austin, did you learn anything there?
I did. That was actually very fascinating.
You learned that Joel played basketball, but not good enough to get to Spooner. Is that what you learned? All right. We got the news next here on 98Q. We'll get some more information to you during the 9 o'clock hour.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
They are coming together in Israel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and opposition leader Benny Gantz have agreed to form an emergency unity government as well as a war cabinet. Israel carrying out intense bombardment of the Hamas stronghold of Gaza City. The BBC's Rushdi Abu Alouf is in Gaza, says the devastation is everywhere.
Very quickly you can see the scale of destruction in this neighborhood. It's called Rimal neighborhood. It's the economic hub for Gaza that has been completely targeted. Many buildings were destroyed. Behind me is the 11-story building that was knocked down 2 days ago. Israel said they have carried out 200 airstrikes targeting the Hamas infrastructure. In fact, they hit many buildings, government buildings belonging to the Hamas-run authority, but the civilian homes were completely affected, and some of them were completely destroyed.
This is Israel's response to Saturday's brutal terrorist attack, and terrorist rockets continue to target Israel. While leaving out any mention of Iran, President Biden is pledging support for the Jewish state.
The president strongly condemned the sheer evil of the assault, comparing Hamas to ISIS terrorists, and he reiterated America's commitment to Israel's security.
The United States has Israel's back. We will make sure the Jewish and democratic state of Israel can defend itself today, tomorrow, as we always have.
Mr. Biden added that he has no higher priority than the safety of Americans being held hostage. White House officials acknowledge there are citizens unaccounted for, but they don't know how many may be hostages. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wholesale prices rose 2.2% last month, year over year. That is the sharpest rise in 5 months.
On Wall Street, the Dow up 64 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
All right, let's talk a little Phillips stuff here. We got our weekly report from Phillips Lager senior student Ileana Winter. Ileana, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. Congratulations on your team's awesome performance at the crossover last night.
Thank you.
Yeah, big night, fun night for you, it sounded like.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, let's get an update on everything Lager. Go ahead.
Sounds good. I'll start off with our sports update for the high school and some middle school today. Last night, the varsity volleyball team went to Marathon to play in the crossover against the first in the South, the Stratford Tigers, and defeated the Tigers in three sets. Last night, we also had Lily Miller and myself named for honorable mention in the conference, Brooke Eckert for second team in the conference, and Matea Eckert and Casey Egerbeck named first team in the conference. Congratulations to our girls. That's an amazing accomplishment that we all got named for that, and even better winning against the Stratford Tigers. Yes. And our next game will be next Tuesday, and this will be starting off our regional play. Right. For football, the boys played last Friday night against Winter at home on the cold night, and they won with the final score being 56-30. And the boys play this Friday at Washburn at 7 p.m. For cross country, the middle school cross country team ran in their final meet of the year, the Marewood Middle School meet. And the boys and girls placed in the first place. Top 10 performances include, for the boys, Josh Edwards, he got first, Nick Peschko with third, Finn McCardle with eighth, and Chase Schmidt with 10th. And for girls, Keely Gabay with first, Allie Harper with second, Layla Rammer with sixth, Ella Vollendorf with seventh, and Trinity Smith with eighth. The high school team will then compete this Thursday in the Marewood Conference meet.
All right.
And then tennis is officially done for the year, and now we're starting up with powerlifting, and their first practice will be on Monday. Just two quick school updates, excuse me. FBLA will be taking a trip at the end of the month to Madison for the Fall Leadership Conference. This will have a bunch of fun activities for FBLA students to do on their two-day trip, and they might even get to tour some colleges down there, including UW-Madison. One last thing, our Northwoods Youth for Global Ecology program is taking our trip to Baja, Mexico in 169 days. So we're getting closer and closer to that trip, and I'm super excited. It'll be a really fun learning opportunity for our students that are getting to go. A lot of seniors going on this trip, so I get to be with my seniors one last time, probably nice. For a big trip, and it'll be lots of fun. And we will be doing some more fundraisers for our trip soon, and I'll let you know once we have those up and going.
All right, Ileana. Very good. Thank you for the information. Have a great week at school.
Thank you.
You bet. Ileana Winter, Phillips Senior. We're going to miss her when she graduates this year. Does a great job reporting what's going on in Lager Camp. She mentioned about that crossover. We want to mention the other results. Not only did Phillips top Stratford in the battle of two first place teams, but Wausau Newman was a winner over Prentice 3-1. In the second place, and in the sixth place, it was Auburndale topping Shawamigan. Congrats to our area all-conference members. First team, Matea Eckert of Phillips and Casey Egerbrek of Phillips, along with Prentice's Callie Hakenham, Prentice's Lydia Harding, Prentice's Leah Nels. Second team was Brooke Eckert of Phillips and Emma Dettering of Prentice. Honorable mention went to Ileana. We just talked to her on Phillips and Lily Miller. Phillips and Jalen Brunell of Shawamigan, honorable mention, as did Angelina Bebo of Shawamigan and Kayla Gillette of Prentice. Congrats to all of those on their accomplishments. We got the final day. Oh, I don't know if I can take this emotionally. Carl Kopotic retiring today. And now we have the last day of the farmer's market. It's just too much. It's too much. Goodbye, summer. Goodbye. Goodbye. The farm. Gather myself. So the farmer's market, final day today at Crisis Servant Lutheran Church. If you don't have a pumpkin yet, what are you waiting for gosh sakes? There's still a nice selection of produce with some being in a limited supply, of course, as you could probably guess. But there's still all kinds of good stuff down there. You can use your WIC and your senior market coupons if you like. There is time to use for the delicious fresh vegetables and fruit. There is, you can mention pumpkins, gourds, the corn, the decorative corn, all kinds of fall decorative stuff, and just a little bit of everything down there. There's a lot of stuff crossed off and then rewritten and coming and going, but there's still a good selection down there at the farmer's market. So get on down there for a final time today. Special thanks to Forward Bank and Northwoods Community Credit Union and North Lakes Community Clinic for their support as always. And thanks to Linda Dobner, who provides this list every week of things going on at the farmer's market here. It really has become, the location is so good right there, and it has become the place to be. Wednesday, 2 o'clock, it's just like the alarm goes off in your head. You're like, well, I better get to the farmer's market and get down there early for best selection. Other events going on, we just got a note this morning that the Pink Ribbon event is coming to Phillips. It is coming to Phillips to the First Presbyterian Church. It is sponsored by the Health Alliance of Price County. Thursday, October 26th, they're going to do a catered meal at 6 and then a presentation by Ann Jan. She is the hat lady. She is funny and she is informative, and you're going to love this. You're going to love this if you haven't seen her before. So the cost is just $12. That includes the meal, the catered meal, and the whole presentation there. And you can give a call to 339-2415 if you have any questions, or register 715-339-2415. If you want to send in your $12, you can do so. HAOPC is the address I was given. That's just HAOPC, Box 76, Phillips. And you'll be registered for that event. We mentioned the fire prevention open house is this Saturday at the Park Falls Fire Station. We have a complimentary lunch, which is provided by Jake and Diane and the folks at State Farm, thanks to them, and educational activities for all ages at the Park Falls Fire Station. And that's going on this Saturday from 9 to 3. Thanks to Michelle for dropping us a note on that. Also, Butternut, the school commons, they're having their fall craft and vendor fair to Saturday. That's from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. with concessions, lunch, and all the crafty fall stuff that you would imagine. The kindergartners are going to be having a bake sale, too. Yeah. Any questions, or maybe you want to be a part of it, give Lisa a call, 769-3569, 769-3569. So no Packers this weekend. They got a bye week, so they won't play until a week from Sunday. We do have a blood drive coming up Monday and Tuesday. The blood drive at the Park Falls Community Peace Center on 2nd Avenue. And that's Monday from noon to 5, and again Tuesday from noon to 5. And you can just walk in, or if you want to make an appointment, redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS, 1-800-RED-CROSS. They continue to flush some of the water mains here this week here in Park Falls, so be reminded that some of you may experience discolored water, low water, or pressure, low water pressure, or even temporarily be without water. They'll continue that through the week to this week at the for the city of Park Falls. We'll have some more information we'll throw in here between now and 10 o'clock. Let's get to weather update right now, brought to you by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High of 50 today, under overcast skies, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 35, tonight mainly cloudy. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, highs around 52.
mid-40s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning warmer Saturday with highs in the upper 40s. Showers continue. Take a look at the extended forecast. 47 Sunday, 48 Monday, and 48 on Tuesday. Another look at the short range. High of 50 today. Lows level off around 35 tonight. We should top off around 52 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 39.
What do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, the trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed, just looking for a brand new way to get lost. Come looking. Feels good about time. Blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head. Got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies, maybe the Great Salt Lake. Of the hills of Kentucky, maybe north, maybe south. I don't care as long as it's now. So long, four wheel sun. Got a tank full of gas down the road. I'm burning. Can't say a word, and I can't say a word. And if I don't come back, don't come a looking.
Makeup ain't made for a breakup on a Saturday night. Then I say, how you been? Good, how about you? Funny how seeing you once after a few months gets you like that. Right back to telling folks you know I know all about some new guy taking you out. Then you unfollow me, then follow me back just so I know you're still. Stay broke. Some hearts don't skip a beat. Some people say goodbye, then try to make it all right, just like you're doing to me. But tonight I'm letting it rain. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got a note extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean break, stay gone, clean slate, moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make never do. Some girls get their mama on the phone, take a trip back home, pretend they never knew the guy. Some girls drink a bottle of wine, got an old extra text to get them through the getting by. Sometimes it's a clean break, stay gone, clean slate, moving on to something new. Sometimes some girls make it easy on you, and some girls never do.
drove your daddy in my 88 Ford. Labrador hanging out the passenger door.
New song, Zach Bryan and Casey Musgrave at 98Q Country. We are gearing up for our second annual Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry fundraiser. We did one last fall, and you guys and gals and businesses were just so generous. And we're gearing up to support those who are food challenged in our area. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry has been serving our area for, I have to ask Pastor Gwen, I think over 15 years now. And it's just been a great asset to our community. And we're going to give you a chance to not only support it, but have a little fun, too, because we have many area businesses that are donating items for this special event. Mark it on your calendar for Friday, October 27th. We're going to be on the air from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. for 12 hours, raising awareness and funds for the pantry. Now, already on our website, we have a lot of donated items on there that will be available that day for you to bid on. So go to 98qcountry.com. You'll see on the top, it says Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Click on there. You'll see a list and picture of items that already have been donated. A lot more will be coming in. So mark it on your calendar for the 27th of October. It's going to be a fun day in many ways and a productive day to support our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Check out the details at 98qcountry.com.
Join us Friday, October 13th for all the fun and excitement of high school football. This week, join us at 7 p.m. on air at 98.3, online at 92country.com, or on the Civic Media mobile app for Washburn Hosting Phillips, announced by Jeff Hakenin and Scott Heckman. And also at 7 p.m., join us at 103.1 for the Schwamiga Butternut Mercer Co-op team, hosting Northwoods and Solon Spring, announced by Steve Jetland. High school football, brought to you by 98Q Country, local Civic Media radio station.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
There's someone in your neighborhood making a difference. A realtor, giving their time to good causes, giving food that feeds communities, giving back like a good neighbor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
One in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Nothing slows my little girl down.
Except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children Saline. Sinex? Breathe. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
So good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Joe Nichols.
It's a good day for living.
Welcome to the greatest music show on earth.
This is really good.
98Q Country.
Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Give my heart something to sink in. Looking for what's left of a spark. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn, just
Online at 98qcountry.com. 98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Talk a little Shawamigan sports. We've tracked down our Shawamigan athletic director, always a busy guy, Darren Patterson. Darren, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. Sorry to kind of be elusive on you this morning.
That's all right. Worked out just fine. So let's talk Shawamigan sports. Football, first of all, had a shortened game up in Mellon, but the boys got a win nonetheless. So sometimes that stuff happens in high school football where teams just can't continue to play. So a win nonetheless, Darren.
Yes, and a much-needed win. It was kind of a feel-good kind of game for us. And obviously it would have been nice to play a little bit longer. But, you know, Mellon was honest and upfront about us with us before we played the game that they were dealing with some injuries and were short some players. So, you know, there was kind of that feeling that it might be tough to kind of get through a complete game. But, you know, a credit to Mellon for playing the game. You know, it's on the schedule. They certainly could have probably called the game if they felt like they needed to, but they gave it a go. And for us, it's kind of one of those building blocks kind of games. And, you know, the kids work so hard and you want to see them, you know, they might not realize they're having some success because often you're judged by your wins and losses. But to be able to put a W on your record or second one of the year, that's big. And now this Friday, we welcome Northwood Solon Springs here for a home game. And hopefully we can get in a good competitive game with them. And then next week's our last game versus South Shore. So just two more games to go for us.
All right, a couple of home games. That'll be a tough one. Northwood Solon Springs, a very tough team. So 7 o'clock Friday night, we'll have it for you right over on our sister station on 103.1. Volleyball, we've got regional brackets that I think came out late last night. I'm not sure if you've seen them yet, but they are out, and tournaments will start next week, right?
Yeah. Usually I get a notice from the WIA, but I have not got that yet. So maybe if you're saying they're out, I should probably get on there and take a look on the WI website about it. But, yeah, tournament time is right around the corner. The girls were down in Marathon last night for their crossover challenge, where unfortunately Auburndale beat us 3-0. But the girls have one more tune-up on Saturday. They go to the Mercer Multi, and then next week they would have regionals. Joel, did you see who we got paired with?
I did. I know it was late last night, and I didn't see it on there this morning, so I think it'll be posted at some point today.
Okay, because I'm kind of anticipating that, too, seeing where we're going. Probably a road game would be my guess, so we'll kind of see how that plays out. I'm actually looking at it, and no, it's not posted yet, so okay. We'll see how that plays out.
All right, very good. All right, so tournaments will start next to that game. Most likely will be next Tuesday, and most likely a road game for the girls, right, Darren?
Yep, Tuesday, October 17th, probably at 7 o'clock somewhere.
Okay, all right. We'll have information on that probably later today or tomorrow. And the cross-country team is gearing up for conference, and then we get into the regional sectionals and stuff. So I think conference is what, tomorrow, is that right?
It is, yep, being hosted by Stratford. It's a 4 o'clock start. The girls will go first, followed by the boys, and we're really looking for our girls to make a high placing there. There are 12 schools in the Marrowwood, so it's going to be a big meet, but hopefully girls do well, and obviously we have what we feel is the best runner in the conference and maybe beyond, so that'll be exciting to see how she does. And then we're back at it the following week with sectionals, which will be hosted at Solon Springs, and then hopefully state coming up. But our boys team too, maybe not as strong as our girls team, but we still want to see them play tight too. So certainly a lot to look forward to, Joel, in the next 3 weeks. And, you know, the tournament time, you know, I always think about this too, and maybe you do too, back to your days at Boysville. You know, it's kind of a mixed bag of emotions because for some kids here, you know, this will be the final time they play in a football game or volleyball match or get in a cross-country race. So it's kind of bittersweet. It's kind of reflection of your high school career and then the realization that something that you've been doing is not going to be there anymore. So hopefully our kids can take advantage of their last opportunities here and go down in style.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see how they can do down the stretch here. And I wasn't able to go on and see, did Phillips go south and Shawamigan go north in that cross-country sectional, or how did that work out this year, Darren? Did you see?
They're in the same sectional together.
Same one, okay. All right, very good. I wasn't sure how that played out. Be fun to track them. It's been a pretty good year for the cross-country team, some real stiff competition with Phillips being very strong, and so that cross-country team will be tested at sectional, Darren.
No question about it. And, you know, the Northwoods right now for cross country is very, very strong. It kind of reminds me back, if we turn the clock back to decades ago. I know like in the late 80s and early 90s, Prentice was really, really strong too. It just, the Northwoods, I don't know if it was just the kind of kids that were growing up back in those times, but they were just tough, hard-nosed kids. And you know, you think of the state of Wisconsin, which is a pretty, pretty big state in general, like a lot of the really strongest teams were coming from the Northwoods. And I guess in terms of cross country, we're kind of seeing that pendulum kind of swing back that way a little bit. But yeah, Phillips is very strong, and we like what we're bringing to the table too. So we'll see how it kind of all plays out. You know, this is kind of, you know, your final exam, so to speak, as we close things down, and hopefully we get an A-plus grade.
Well, back in the 80s, we didn't have any cars, so we had to run everywhere. So I give credit to the to the kids now. They, you know, they have to actually get out and work. So back then, we were just forced to run. So
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, and I don't like to compare previous eras because, you know, times change and times will be different 30 years from now. But boy, we sure had a lot of hard-nosed kids. And and I guess there just wasn't as many. In today's world, Joe, you know, there seems like there's just more things out there. And sometimes that's a good thing. And sometimes maybe we lose some things, though, too, that maybe we'd focus and zero in on a little bit more. But but now I'm just kind of getting long-winded here. But, yeah, kind of an exciting time here to close down. And then we, you know, we ramp it up again, and we have our winter sports season, which is the longest. It's like a four-month process there from November through into February and March, if you're lucky, if you have really good teams. So we'll just keep going and going, and the next thing you know, Joel, we'll be talking. It'll be next school year.
Exactly. All right. Thanks for the update. We'll talk to you next Wednesday, Darren. Appreciate the time.
Yep. Thank you for your time, Joel.
You bet. High school AD athletic director Darren Patterson joining us, updating us. Exciting time. Tournament football will get underway. Our eight-man teams are not eligible because of the whole eight-man rules in there. And then volleyball tournaments next week, and then cross-country sectionals already next week also. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
98Q Country, Jack FM, and the Tavern League of Price County are unwavering in our advocacy for promoting drink responsibly while you're out at area festivals, parties, fairs, and Tavern League member activities. We remind you, don't drink and drive. Get a designated driver. This reminder from this business. We remind you, don't drink and drive. Get a designated driver. This reminder comes to you from this business.
Join us at Westwood Golf Course, Sand Trap Bar and Grill before October 29th for the last moments on the green this season. We are currently open Wednesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., featuring Chef Derek Viscocial and his specialty dishes, plus delicious Friday fish fries, sizzling steaks, homemade pizzas, and more. Find us off County Road F on Golf Course Road in Phillips, Wisconsin. Thank you from owners Andrea and Dan for a great season of golfing, and remember to cozy up with them this winter for a hearty meal after an exhilarating ride on the trails at Westwood Golf Course, Sand Trap Bar and Grill in Phillips, Wisconsin. Please see Facebook for daily specials and winter hours coming soon.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 50. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. 35 tonight, mainly cloudy. Overcast tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 52. Mid-40s Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning warmer Saturday with highs in the upper 40s. Showers continue. Looking further out, 47 Sunday, 48 Monday, and 48 on Tuesday. Another look at the short range. A high of 50 this afternoon. Lows level off around 35 tonight. We should top off around 52 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 43.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hey, this is Luke Combs.
Black Sea was made for moving on. That girl is going home.
I love the music.
I listen to it all the time.
98Q Country.
Thank you.
98QCountry.com.
Yes. guitar and my dark sunglasses. This weak concoction is smooth as molasses. Nothing to do but breathe all day until the big moon rises and it's time to play. When the sun goes down, we'll be grooving. When the sun goes down, we're feeling all right.
When the sun
the sun to come out.
All right.
Kenny Chesney and Uncle Cracker. We did have a little bit of sunshine already. I think you'll be happy with the way today will play out. A mix of clouds and sun. 52, a dry day today. This Saturday, Family Fall Fest going on down at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. It's a free event with carnival rides. There is a bouncy house, a petting zoo. That should be enough, right? It's enough. No, there's more. Pumpkin patch. There's music. There's food. There's games and more. It's all put on by the Victory Christian Center, and it's at Elk Lake Park in Phillips on Saturday. Don't miss it. 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sounds like a fun day. Another community reminder for you from 98Q Country. I hope your Wednesday's fabulous. We're going to get that interview posted on the 98Q Facebook page. If you know someone who appreciates the history of high school basketball in the Spooner Sectionals, the interview we did with Carlo Kumpula was pretty cool. So we're going to post it on our webpage a little bit later on here this morning at the 98Q Country Facebook page. I hope your Wednesday is fabulous. Please cheer for my Twins tonight. We need something. Titletown Report is coming up in just a moment.
Hey, have you ever been ripped off? It sucks. Having a daily reminder of it is even worse. If you shave with a well-known Big Razor brand every morning, you might be thinking more about how much you paid for the blades than about how smooth your shave is. I'm Andy, the founder of Harry's. We give you a high-quality shave and an expertly engineered product for a fraction of the price that the big guys charge, with no compromises. They have five blades, Harry's has five blades. They have a lubricating strip, Harry's has a lubricating strip for extra glide. They have a trimmer blade, Harry's has a trimmer blade for the hard-to-reach areas. They charge up to $4 per blade. Our German engineered blades cost as little as $2. Big brands charge higher prices because they can. Harry's keeps you in mind, focusing on high quality at a fair price. So stop rinsing cash down the drain every morning. Get a great shave for a fraction of the price with Harry's. Get a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/music. That's harrys.com/music.
Today's Titletown Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Titletown to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. I look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Titletown Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott. The Packers.